Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermons at Grace Community Church to our lives as followers of Jesus. From time to time, we're also going to address other topics as it's helpful for us as we consider how to live our faith out in our world. Our desire and our hope is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. Good afternoon. Today is April the 22nd. I'm with Scott, Patty, and Josh Hsiung, which we'll get to in a moment, for Words of Grace podcast.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon. Josh, hello.
Hey.
Let's start by asking Josh to pronounce his last name.
Hsiung.
Hsiung.
You say Hsiung. I say Hsiung.
I'll take it however it comes out.
I think I've just never pronounced it correctly.
It's okay. We've worked together for, almost 13 years,
and I still cannot pronounce it
correctly. Okay. Hsiung. It's better than Hsiung.
Yeah, I just do Hsiung because that's just fun.
Good to have you, Josh.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, why is Josh here? Josh is here because this is Justin's last podcast with us.
Last podcast.
On the Words of Grace podcast.
So I get to do everything I want to do, and it's going to be crazy.
Today's the day for Justin to go rogue.
Go rogue.
Because there will be no consequences.
This is
right?
Great. Right. I've always wanted that day.
So this is your last week of on the ministry staff of Grace Community Church.
Yeah. Very surreal.
I bet.
It feels very weird right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Boxing up books. It's very weird.
All right.
But...
Do we need to have a little moment here?
No, we're not having a moment. No. It's all good. People have been so kind and sweet, and it's been good. It's been a great almost 13 years, and I couldn't have imagined it being any better. It's just been an incredible place to have community and grow as a pastor, and it's been awesome. It's just been great. And I'm not moving, so I can come and bug you whenever I want.
That's right. Just going to be down the road.
That's right.
And it's mutual. It's been great for us as a church. You've served us very well. Mm-hmm. Bittersweet. We're just going to be sad. We're sad to lose you. We're going to miss you and your family much, very much. Mm-hmm. But we're grateful that you have a calling and that this transition is for a good reason.
Yeah,
serving another congregation in our region, our city, our area that needs a good pastor to come help them and walk alongside them. So we're grateful for that. So bittersweet time.
Yeah. It's one of the things I think I've learned at Grace, learned early on, that was new to me. I remember, I think you got up one Sunday, it was one of my first Sundays here, and you prayed for another church. And I thought, what is going on? Because I had been in places where that just didn't happen as much. Mm-hmm. And I think, Grace has taught me that we're for healthy churches in our city and around the world. And so this is kind of playing that out in a way, that we want to just build another good church in our congregation, or in our city, so that's great.
Yeah, I'm sure somewhere along the way I prayed for Providence Baptist Church, where you will be serving starting next Monday.
Yeah.
I've prayed for them by name, I'm sure, on a Sunday here at Grace. I had no idea that this would be happening.
You're taking that back now.
Yeah,
I'm doing
right.
That
no more praying for churches.
Well, it's been a great time, and look forward to seeing everyone on Sunday and...
That's right. Yeah. So after the second service on Sunday, we're going to have a pray off for you and then give people an opportunity to give you personal greetings and well wishes and that sort of thing.
Kick me or whatever they need to do. Yeah.
No, it's all good.
We want to kind of go back to Sunday. We were in Isaiah 59.
Mm-hmm.
Every chapter, I kind of think this couldn't get better, and it gets better to me. And I thought you did a really good job of I thought it was a evangelism 101 sermon. Yeah. I mean, we heard the gospel being explained and the depths of our sin and how we're made right. And so thank you for that. And so give us a little bit of a recap from Isaiah 59.
Well, I think it's a good description. It was evangelism.
Yeah.
It's an evangelistic message, but in a prophetic way.
Right.
In a poetic way. So it wasn't, it's not quite as discernible maybe on the first read through as, say, reading Romans, which we talked a lot about.
Yeah, Romans 3.
Yeah. But it's still there because the starting point is God's arm can save. And then it went into the problem is not that God can't save. The problem is with human sin. And then it described that human sin, which is very graphic.
Yeah.
So much so, hands of blood, fingers of iniquity, lips that lie, so much so that someone could walk away and say, man, I'm glad I'm not like that. Well, no, hang on. You know, it's universal.
Yeah.
It's human sin, human depravity that everybody is a part of. Then it moved into the acknowledgement of that and the consequences of that. So this is all like the same out of Romans, you know, all of sin falls short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
The wages of sin is death. So there's the consequences. And Isaiah 59 deals with that and what the state, what the situation was like because of their sin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just leaves them right there. And then you think, uh-oh. But right there, you know, the second or the last third of the chapter is God intervenes with grace. His arm of salvation is what does the job, that brings the solution, that changes things, not ours. And so there is God acting in love by sending Christ that Romans 5 talks about. And then at the end, he's talking about repentance. You know, the people who turn from their sin, come back to the Lord. These are the ones who are redeemed. God makes a covenant with them. He gives them the Spirit and the Word. So it's salvation toward the end. So that's the flow of Isaiah 59. It's timeless. All of this relates to the people in some way of Isaiah's day, encouraging them, causing them to continue to look forward and have hope. But certainly the time of God's salvation is when Christ comes.
Yeah.
We're kind of living Isaiah 59 right now. And then that's going to set us up for next week in Isaiah 60 about the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth, the final day.
Yeah.
But for that's where we're on Sunday.
Great.
Yeah. Great. So Scott, you've already mentioned it once in your recap just now, but we spent a good bit of time on Sunday talking about human depravity.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just spend a few minutes kind of unpacking, like, why is it that it's so important for us to understand our own depravity?
Yeah. Well, I think even before we get to why, I think we need to remember that more or less and less people want to hear that, or not that they want to, nobody ever wants to, but less and less are we comfortable hearing that.
Right.
I would say another way, less and less do people think we're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
You know, always people have reacted against being told they're a sinner. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. John the Baptist got his head chopped off because he told Herod he was in sin.
Right.
There was a day, I think, when people, if they heard a presentation of the Christian gospel, the idea of human depravity might not have been so repulsive to them. They might have said, well, of course that's what you're going to say because there's a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
But I think today it's just not allowed. Maybe it's because there are so many other versions of the gospel out there that never really even talk about sin. The gospel in these versions is more about becoming a better version of yourself,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being helpless before God and needing a Savior. So that's, I think, an mm-hmm. important point to remember, is that more and more this aspect of the good news, which is first the bad news of sin, will be less and less will it be tolerated. Mm-hmm. It will be harder and harder to say this.
Yeah.
So I know that, and but to be faithful, we're going to do it.
Right.
Now, your question was, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, we could probably say several things, but one of them, the starting point would be, if you think about it, we call Jesus a Savior. Hmm. That means we have to be saved from something. And the something we're saved from, according to the Scripture, is human sin. An individual needs to come to the realization, and then I would even go further and say the conviction, mm-hmm. in the conscience, that he or she is a sinner and separated from God before they will actually call upon the Lord to be saved. Why would you call upon the Lord if you don't really understand that you need him?
Yep.
And so that's the first thing. And I say conviction because I think there's probably a lot of what I call the shoulder shrug. You know, you can, if you imagine that in your mind, when someone shrugs the shoulders, it basically means they're just blowing it off. They're like, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, so what? I'm bad. That's just the way it is.
I think there's a lot of that out there. Yeah sure.
I'm yeah, we're all bad, so right. Whatever.
Everybody's sitting around the same boat. Shrug it off, move on.
Right. And you mentioned in your yesterday, you talked about the Beatitudes. You mm-hmm. know, you said, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mm-hmm. mourn. Mm-hmm. And you specifically talked about the idea that on the path to salvation, you got to kind of have this downward trajectory that sees yourself correctly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, pardon me, I think that would be the first reason, is because there is no real individual salvation in calling out to God to be saved without the awareness of sin. Mm-hmm. Another reason we need to remember this truth, this reality of human depravity, it's important, is because it does explain why the world is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
People want to argue forever about, you know, if there's a great God and a good God, why is there so much evil in the world? What we have to do, because we can argue those things forever.
Right.
What we have to do is start with what has been revealed. What do we know? Like, what did God actually show us?
Mm-hmm.
And that is Genesis 1, 2, and 3. By the time we get to Genesis 3, after creation, by the time we get to Genesis 3, the first human beings have decided to disobey the Lord mm-hmm. and do what they chose to do.
Yeah.
And when they did that, that's called sin, it entered. And look what was affected. Their relationship with God. Now they're trying to cover their nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
And
hide from
God.
Yeah.
Their relationship to each other. Mm-hmm. They now have enmity between them and mm-hmm. in their marriage, in their relationship. And then they have a problem with the earth, with the world.
Yeah.
It's cursed.
Mm-hmm.
You can certainly see, and they have a problem within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see there, that explains separation from God. It explains relational conflict. It explains natural disasters in the world, because the world was changed at that point. And it explains a lot of psychological issues mm-hmm. because people are uneasy with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that everybody who's dealing with a psychological issue has committed a specific sin to do that.
Right.
I'm saying the context is set up
yeah.
for these things because human sin has entered the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a... When you describe that, I think it's so important. I think of, this is so not a Christian cartoon, but Moana, when there's this cartoon where this evil is spreading, and they put it on this map, and it's like spreading to all the islands, and it's kind of like sin when it entered the world. It had its tentacle. It was reaching in every corner of everything,
mm-hmm.
and not just humans, but even, like you said, the earth. Everything was being touched by sin.
Huh.
And that yeah. just really begins to affect everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's an explanation, and it's not a simplistic explanation.
Correct. There's a lot of mystery in it, for sure.
But it's an explanation. It's
right.
the reality. Well, that then leads us to another reason to try to get our heads around this doctrine of human depravity and human sin, is because that amplifies the meaning of the cross of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Without sin in the world, there would be no need for a substitution on a cross to pay the penalty for our sin. So that, as deep as sin is, the depths of God's love and the accomplishment of Jesus through the atoning work of his cross is deeper still.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good to know sin if you want to understand the power of the cross. Anybody that yawns before the cross of Jesus does not understand the predicament.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is one reason to not lose the doctrine of mm-hmm. human depravity.
Yeah.
I guess one more I would give would be, it also, like it highlights the power of the cross, it also highlights the beauty of the glory to come and of mm-hmm. heaven, the end, the final mm-hmm. state, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem coming down, all the phrases that we could use. Because it says there, sin will be no more.
Yeah.
The final victory over sin, meaning it won't be possible.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can quote this. All right. This is not original. Don't know who started it. Can't remember. And if I get lost in it, bail me out. But it's like, let me see if I can do this. In the garden, Adam and Eve, it was possible for them to sin.
Right? Uh-huh. Yep.
And then after the fall, it was not possible for them not to sin. And then in Christ, it's possible not to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Christ returns and all things are made new, it will be impossible to sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is powerful.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So whoever said that, Josh is looking it up right now.
I think it's Augustine.
Reference.
Yeah, okay. It's Augustine.
Okay, there you go.
I remember having to learn like the Latin, non-whatever, Picare yeah. or whatever stuff back
there
in the
go.
Day. Yeah.
So that's
he's going to make this podcast so much smarter.
Well, he's going to have a phone with him so he can wake people up. You got
to Google stuff.
You'd leave me hanging half the time. So think about that, guys. If you understand the depths of sin today mm-hmm. and the power of the cross, it will only magnify your anticipation of the glory to come
yeah.
when Christ returns, making all things new, mm-hmm. Where sin will be no more.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why the Bible ends with the words, "Come, Lord Jesus."
Yeah.
So, all right. That's
yeah,
why.
And I think too, you know, going back to what you said about it, it makes the cross even better. It helps us see the glory in the cross, you know, by understanding the depths of our sin. But doesn't it make everything better mm-hmm. in some light, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you start celebrating incarnation at Christmas, it makes it so much better. Mm-hmm. When you read the mm-hmm. Gospels and you see that he reaches out and touches sinners, mm-hmm. it makes it that much better because you understand, when you understand the depths of sin, mm-hmm. it just makes everything mm-hmm. sweeter mm-hmm. to understand the ministry of Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It just, it's a good thing to understand mm-hmm. the depths
of sin. I also think a lot of what we get fed outside of the Christian faith is our problems are all external.
Yeah.
You mentioned a movie already, but I think like one of the things I've noticed in the last 10, 15 years is like the villains in movies are now much more sympathetic characters than they were. Like I remember my kid, we'll throw another Disney one, but like I know they made one about Cruella de Vil, like an origin story. Yeah. And instead of her just being like something that we would describe as a depraved bad guy, mm-hmm. we now have a backstory that shows that this particular character had all of these things that we can understand why she would wind up that way. Mm-hmm. And now she's not that bad. Mm-hmm. So the issue is not the person. It's not something within them that mm-hmm. is evil that only God can take care of. It's actually like a problem that other people or systems or things have imposed on them that have caused these problems instead of it being within us. And you said on Sunday, hearts of sin are the beginning place of acts of sin.
Yeah.
And so we have an internal problem instead of an external one. Mm-hmm.
And I think you can say that too, Josh, without saying, obviously there are things that have happened to people that have really affected them that they didn't initiate.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's not the shit, but to also understand we still within us are depraved. Right.
That's right.
And those things happen to people that they didn't initiate by people who are acting in sin.
Correct. That's right. Correct.
So human sin is the problem.
Yeah.
And it's a real truth. It's a basic truth. Mm. I know there are people who want to have different arguments for or against it and trying to understand how that works with God's sovereignty and God's goodness and I do believe that those are appropriate discussions. But I do think that eventually we have to come. The Lord has to get us to a place where we accept what he has revealed.
Yeah.
Even if we can't get it down to the bottom line in our reasoning so that we feel satisfied with it all. We have to accept what God has revealed.
Yeah.
And he has revealed this.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's as we said Sunday, Isaiah does it, leaves them right there, you know, two-thirds of the way through Isaiah 59. He just leaves them with nothing of themselves. It's the end of their human resources to deal with their problem. And then he says, the Lord girded himself with salvation. Mm-hmm. The Lord's arm brought salvation for himself.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Good. Well, it was a wonderful sermon in Isaiah 59. Encourage, if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to it. Hope it's a good week in community groups discussing the sermon and the text. What a great time. And it's been a great podcast.
All right.
Passing it off. And we'll be back.
Thanks for all the years of podcasting with you, Justin.
It's been fun. And y'all will be back next week, and we'll just keep rolling.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks.